Blog Talk Radio.
Guys, it's your girl, Miss P, and this is the In Tune Show. I just want to take a brief moment to thank you all for all the love, all the support, constantly bigging me up, constantly, you know, keeping me motivated. A lot of people are out there saying that I, keep them motivated and that I'm pretty inspirational, but I just want to say that it's not me, it's you guys that keep me inspired, it's you guys that keep me doing what I do. On tonight's show, we're going to have a special guest on the show, which I say is special because each and every one of the people that come on are special. But I think that this particular person is really, really special because his focus and what he's doing out here in the world and his journey, you know, alone is just really inspiring to me as well as so many others out there. His name is Locke, and he is the co-founder of Smart Music Entertainment. And I'm just totally excited, like I said, because one, he's making music for children, for people to relate to in a way that, you know, our children are enlightened, about, you know, the going on in life. But, you know, again, with a great beat, a great sound and a great message behind his song. So I'm really excited to talk to him because anyone who knows me knows that I'm for the community. Anyone who knows me knows that I'm for the people. I'm for the children because the children are our future. And if we don't take the time to really educate them and uplift them at this point in life, I mean, God only knows what's next, you know? So I'm really excited about that. Before we have him on, you know, I just want to give a few more shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to Chef Shay. I want to give a shout-out to Lady Zane. I want to give a shout-out to For Better Music Entertainment. And shout out to CR Bundy. His birthday just passed. I wasn't on the air at that time, so I just wanted to take the time to do so now. A shout out to Lady Carielle. I also wanted to give a shout out to my mom, who just had a major, major emergency, like heart surgery. And that's why Miss P is kind of like a little scattered in her words today, so I'm asking you guys to bear with me. You know, and my mom just encouraged me. She said, you know what, you have a show tonight, so you do your show. The show must go on. So in the words of Big Ma, here we are, you know. So let me play one of the songs that I really resonated with off of Smart Entertainment's, Lesson 1. And it's called King and Queens. So let's listen in.
Don't
synaptic. Okay. I like to give respect to Imhotep, considered by the world to be the first architect, the high priest of the sun god Ra at Heliopolis. Yeah. He built the seven pyramids in Egypt, and they still exist. Poet and philosopher, a recognized genius. He diagnosed 200 different diseases. They say Hippocrates is the father of medicine, but Imhotep lived 2,000 years ahead of him. King Soundwall's Rat, second ruler of Kemet. He was said to have conquered Greece by Herodotus, the first ruler to believe in one god. Was Amenhotep the fourth, later known as Akhenaten.
To the entire CD, and you know, and that's actually what I did today. I sat down and I just listened to the entire CD from the intro all the way down to the two bonus tracks, and I just was really, really moved and inspired by every last, you know, song on there. And for more information on Smart Entertainment, you guys can definitely look them up at www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. And when he comes on, we'll definitely, you know, get some more information on different social networks and stuff like that that, you know, people can definitely look them up at and, you know, get some more information. So, again, I'm just totally excited about it. Another track that I really liked was Slavery. And, you know, for all those that have children that listen to the show, and for all those in general, you know, people in general, I say really, 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 really check this CD out. It's called Smart Music Presents Lesson 1. Check it out. I mean, it's really some inspiring things. It's not just about the cars, the chains, and the whips and all these things that normally people resonate with, which is all good and fine, too, because who doesn't like glamorous things? But we also have to keep... We have a message that we're trying to convey that we should also have some type of substance in the things that we say as well. So, you know, that's why I really, really was excited to have him on the show tonight, because of the message that he's sending to the world, the message that he's sending to the youth, which is totally powerful. And, you know, I'm actually going to make a few copies of this and give them to my little nieces and nephews to, you know, listen to on their spare time, or if I have to tie them down to the chairs and make them listen to it, they're going to listen to it. I actually had my son listen to it as well, and he was resonating with it. So he downloaded it, and, you know, I told him just to keep it in his, you know, rotation. So as we waited for Locke to give us a call in, I just want to give a shout-out to Lady Zane again for just being so awesome. She was on the show, and I had a few people ask about her. And hopefully one day soon I can schedule her back in on another show as her time permits, because there are people out there asking for you, Lady Zane. They miss your voice, in other words. So we look forward to having Lady Zane back on the show. I also wanted to give a shout-out to, Jesse K. We just friended each other, and he's been giving me a lot of love. So shout-out to James. You know, he's doing his thing. So we should have Locke on the line.
Hey, what's going
Locke,
on?
Locke, is that you? Hi,
yes,
how are you?
I'm good.
Thank
how you.
I'm doing very well. Thank you for asking, and thank you so much for taking the time to come on the show tonight to talk about your mission. I
Not
feel privileged.
I appreciate you having me.
Oh, anytime. I was totally excited when I, you know, found out that we could book you on and everything like that. So I'm totally ready for this interview. You have no idea. I don't know if you was listening in earlier, but I was definitely saying how I really enjoyed Lesson One. I listened to it from intro to the end, to the two bonus tracks, all the way through nonstop. And I wanted to talk to you a little bit about Kings and Queens and what made you come up with that concept.
Oh, well, that song is just paying homage to the kings and queens in Africa. And one of the things I wanted to highlight was that that's at least the lineage of the African-Americans that, you know, that live over here. Sometimes we forget that our history goes past slavery, and that song is just a highlighter of the history that we sometimes don't think about.
Absolutely. I love it. And I love them all, to be honest with you. But, you know, because I had to pick and choose which ones, I also like
slavery
as well.
Okay, cool.
Slavery.
Yeah, slavery was it was a lot of fun making that song. I wasn't even supposed to be on that track. I go at the end. But when we was mixing it down, I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. I got to jump on this.
Exactly, exactly.
Took it from there.
Exactly, because what I see in your flow, you know, is, you know, you make music easy. It seemed like it's so easy, and the storytelling, even bigger than that, seemed like it's so easy. So how do you come up with the concepts of the way you tell stories in your music? Is it just I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sometimes it's hearing the beat and feeling like, you know, this is the picture that I want to paint over that track. Or, you know, a lot of the times it's just the things that's inside of me that I want to talk about, you know, things that I'm interested in and things that I want to want people to learn about. So it's kind of a combination of both.
Mm-hmm. So is music something that was always your forte from youth, or is it something that you just decided, hey, I'm tired of all this crap out here, let me just use my knowledge to, you know, reach others?
Nah, I started rhyming in about the third grade. You
wow.
Know, I was pretty much exposed to hip-hop in the second grade just from this dude who used to come to where I lived and beatbox on the table and was freestyling, and I used to just look at him in amazement, like, oh, this dude is crazy. And then on, you know, pretty much from the third grade on, I was saying my little rhymes.
Right. So from third grade on.
Definitely not like I said, you know what I mean? Let me start doing educational music, you know, out the blue. Now, I definitely been rapping for quite some time and have a passion for the culture of hip-hop.
I mean, you have to have a passion. I mean, anyone, again, for all the listeners out there that totally, you know, pick up Lesson One, it's a lot of good stuff on this. It's a lot of good stuff. It's very, and it's beyond the education because, like I said, you know, I talk to a lot of people all day. I know as well as yourself, and it's just like sometimes you just get lost in translation because it seems like, really, are you serious? Some of the things that people are talking about, rapping about, singing about, is like, really? Is that it? It all starts to sound the same, but just a different beat and a different face behind it. So that's why I think I'm so, like, impressed with your direction.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you. So back to the interview, because I get all passionate about stuff too. As you say, especially people that are educated, it fuels me. So, you know, I see also that you have another song out there, Hold Me Down. I like that as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. My man Cush and my man Nice is on that. Basically, he's a real cool brother. He's with this group called The Angels, another group out of New Brunswick. Him and I, we've been cool for a minute. So he just calls me up out the blue. He's like, yo, Locke. I'm like, what's good, man? He was like, yo, so we got to do something now. We ain't do nothing in a minute. And that's pretty much how that song came about. Like a week later, we was in the studio pretty much writing all of the lyrics right there in the session.
Wow. That's amazing. So is there any artists, like, currently that you're working with now? Is there going to be, like, a lesson two soon?
Oh, yeah. You know, Smart Music Entertainment, we're going to put out a series of educational albums, and I'm working with a variety of artists. You know, I'm working with The Angels, of course. They'll be on lesson two. You know, we actually already started working on concepts and different things like that as far as cushioning myself. You hear a lot from Nice, who's the dude on Slavery, my man Red, who's singing on the Hold Me Down. It's a variety of artists that I'll be working with. A couple more beat makers.
Mm-hmm.
But we're gonna put out as much music as we can.
Now, this may sound like a silly question, but I'm always interested to know when people like yourself come upon, you know, doing your thing, so to speak, how do you gauge which artists are right for certain projects that you work on? How do you gauge that? Like, say a newcomer wanted to come and was interested in being on a track or something like that. How do you gauge, you know, who's not worthy, because everyone is worthy of something, but how do you, you know, wean out the people for the projects?
Well, I mean, as far as the people that I work with, you know, it's really, you have to have a passion for what you're doing. This is not a gimmick, you know what I'm saying? The brothers and sisters that I work with, they're not just people that's like fly-by-night, you know, kind of artists. You know, you definitely have to have a passion for it. So then if we connect on that level, then it's also the vibe. You know, what tip are they coming from? What tip am I coming from? You know, not everybody's going to be able to write educational songs. You know what I mean? So
right.
When I meet different people, we're not always going to jump into the studio and do an educational track, because we're all artists at the end of the day. So it depends on, you know, our vibe, depends on what track they like to rock on. You know, it's a series of things, but I would say it's the chemistry. Whatever type of chemistry we come up with, that's how we roll.
Now, that question that I just asked you was actually a question that my son asked me to ask you.
Okay.
Because,
all right, cool.
Because he's an upcoming rapper himself. So I'm trying to kind of, you know, mold him, you know, how it is. You know, you get caught up with the glamour of things, you know, and like I was just saying, that everything starts to become repetitive. So after listening to your, you know, CD, he was just like, Mom, ask him, you know, what does he look for in the artist, you know, that he, you know. So I was just like, okay. So that was actually one of his questions. So I appreciate you answering that for him, because he's listening it.
Cool. Well, you know, I hope that I'm able to shed some light, you know what I'm saying, and it was an answer that he can understand, but a real cool question.
Right, definitely, because he also wanted to ask, now he's taken over the interview, how could, you know, one go about being good at rapping? I don't even know if that's, like, a question that really, like, makes sense, but he says that it is. He says it's a technique.
Yeah, well, for me, you know, it was, at first I was just mimicking other artists that I heard and trying to base my flow on theirs. So, like, when I started listening to hip-hop music, Run DMC and LL Cool J and KRS-One, I was listening to all of them rhyming like them, or rhyming like somebody older from my block that was nice. But the more you do it every day, the better you get. The more you do, the better you get. You know, I would say that. If you can't just rhyme once this year and then rhyme next year and think that, you know, that's going to improve what you want to do. You know what I mean? Absolutely.
You're right. It's like finding yourself. It's like finding your position. Because I think that we all kind of mimic one another, so to speak, and, you know, depending on what the situation is, and then you kind of develop into your own individual way and make it your own. Yeah, definitely.
The artist at the end of the day. It's the picture that you want to paint.
Definitely. And he also wanted to know, this is his last question. I'm sorry about that, Lock.
Oh, no.
Well, I thought it was kind of cool because being that he is a youth and listening to you for the first time and he resonated with that, I thought that was kind of awesome, you know. And then he was just like, right. And then he's just like, ask this and ask that, you know. And I've never seen him so, like, intrigued with someone before.
Really cool. You know, if he got any more questions, tell him no. You know, that helps me out.
Yeah. And it's also like, it's good to know that, you know, what we're doing here, that people are, you know, like, getting it. They get the point.
Definitely.
They get the point. So, you know, I'm going to be, like, I'm going to stay on top of everything you do now because, you know, it's hard for my son to take interest in something. So, being that he's like, oh, I like him. He's cool. I'm just like, okay, I like him too. We're going to like him together. And, you know, it's just something, you're someone that I want him to listen to because it'll be very encouraging for him in his future, you know.
Definitely.
So I'm grateful.
I appreciate that, you know what I mean, and hopefully we'll live up to the standards. And no, I really appreciate that. That's real cool. I thank you a lot.
No, I don't see why you couldn't live up to the standards. So what other new projects that you guys have that you're working on currently outside of Lesson 2 and things of that nature, anything else?
Yeah, you know, we also do workshops where we go do a performance. I give a speech on the importance of education, and then we ask different questions. And most of the time we give the kids books, and, of course, we give them the album that we're putting out. And outside of that, you know, we're working on different members of the team working on trying to put out plays, working on different movie scripts. But we're trying to do all things that can promote education and promote learning. And music, man, that's just a bonus.
Absolutely. So you know definitely that I'm launching a magazine, and I don't know if that was put out there previously. And I definitely want to have Smart Entertainment in the magazine.
Cool,
like,
Smart Music Entertainment.
Yes, I'm sorry, Smart Music Entertainment.
Yep.
And, you know, definitely in it, like, every issue, if possible, because of the simple fact that I just want to keep people in tune to the things that they need to. So many of us have children, and, you know, a lot of parents these days are really detained by, like, work and all this other stuff that's going on, so they really can't keep track of what their children are listening to as much as they probably would like to.
Right.
So I think that this would be a good resource because it is, period. it really is.
Very much.
You're welcome.
And hopefully.
And
you
also wanted. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Locke.
When you come out with the magazine, you know, definitely whatever we can do to provide any type of service, definitely just holler at us and we're right on the job. And much luck with that. Hope you know what I'm saying? I hope it definitely takes off.
No, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of work, of course, with anything that you do, and I really didn't know the relevance of how much it was going to take because a lot of us, you know, you just think, oh, I could pull this off. It's nothing.
Yeah,
but you don't
yeah.
really understand, like, the whole legwork, what it really takes, the time, the energy involved in, you know, really trying to make it happen. But I'm not discouraged. You know, I'm really not, and I'm going to see it, you know, come to light. So definitely have it all, like, the first cover already. I'm working on everything, so it's just really draining, but I'm sticking in here. Coffee is my friend.
Yeah. Definitely. I know a little bit about the magazine game, but it's just a little bit. But, yeah, good luck with it, man. I hope everything works out.
Thank you so much. And I've seen and I've heard a lot of the interviews and stuff that you've been on because I kind of wanted to stray away from, like, the – same questions repetitively over and over. But I did want you to kind of, like, tell people, like, your educational background as well, because I think that that's also inspirational, the things that you've done in your past as well, so people can really know who Locke is.
Oh, yeah. Well, I graduated from Rutgers University. I had a degree in communications, African studies, and labor studies. And, Rutgers was, for me, it was everything at that time. So that's my educational background. I went to a series of high schools, but I don't really want to get into that.
No, you don't really have to. You don't really have to. My main point of really asking you to put that out there is because, again, I really stress education. I'm actually in school. I go to the College of New Rochelle at this point. I'm going to become a doctor, psychologist.
Oh, all right.
Yes, which is also a lot of work. But Coffee is my friend again. So I'm very encouraged by you. And it's not just me saying that. I really am. I really feel like blessed to have the opportunity for you to come on to the Intune show. I really feel like, you're with you as like family in my mind, because I don't take people as friends, you know what I mean? Because friends are the people that people say you're supposed to look out for, but family, you don't have to look out for family.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So we are a big village over here.
Yeah, absolutely. So I take it on as like a new family member, and I just look forward to all that has to come as far as, being a part of, Smart Music Entertainment, and whatever I could do to help and encourage and uplift or promote, you just let me know as well. You're always welcome to come back on the show for any and every reason that you want to. It's never a problem. Just let me know ahead of time. And I just wanted you to briefly let everybody know, again, where they can find you out, find, your music and find you and follow your blogs and stuff of that nature.
Will do. Thank you. And once again, thanks for having us on here. And likewise, anything that you need for the magazine or the show, and we look forward to coming back, especially when Lesson 2 drops. Yeah. And for anybody that wants to get the album or to find out more about us, you can go to www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. You can email us at smarthiphopmusic@gmail.com. We're on Facebook at Smart Music Entertainment. We're on Twitter at Smart Hip Hop. And we're on YouTube at Smart Hip Hop Music.
Yes. Thank you so much, Locke, for taking the time once again. And I'm sorry I'm like a little bit all over the place. I haven't slept. I've been like on overdrive and my nerves are like
Just cool. I'm having a ball. It's a great interview.
Thank you so much for everything. And in closing, I'm going to play your song, and it's Slavery, guys. So, again, Smart Music Entertainment, Locke. You can look them up on Facebook. The website is www.smarthiphopmusic.blogspot.com. Look him up. Follow them on Twitter. Become, I don't say a fan, but become involved. Become involved in the movement. It only gets better from here. Thank you so much, Locke, for everything. You have a great evening.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, guys, so that was Locke, and here's his song, Slavery.
Columbus sailed on the ocean blue by Juan de Cordoba. He was a Spanish merchant. He bought a couple Africans over, then he put them to work in. See, the labor was cheap, grabbing Africans simple. Slaying later, they took 50 to Santo Domingo. In 1518, St. Charles started granting permission and started shipping Africans for the thousands. See, the slaves were strong, but it wasn't a problem. They tricked and bribed them with gold and piled them on that Amistad. So they started working, and the colonies was formed. Building bridges, digging ditches from night to the early morn. Africans rebelled, but some settlers wouldn't hear it. They cut them, shot them, raped them, and whipped them to break their spirits. Food, they had a little, clothes, they couldn't wear it. Shelter, one bomb for 100, they had to share it. They snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Settlers making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star in the happy. Snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Settlers making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do or die, they killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm sovereignly happy. This is slave into history to put it in you. The spot with the most slaves, the colony of Virginia. Today we'll put them up on a big platform and auction people for tobacco, cotton, corn. Yeah, the list goes on. I even trade slaves. A matter of fact, they would trade 5 or 6 Bow Wows for 1 shack. They even bred slaves. Now see, this is crazy, which means they forced the slave women to go produce babies. So if the slaves died or ran away, they wouldn't panic, because they can get more without selling ships across the Atlantic. They had no rights, no nothing. That was evident. We know them hands that pick cotton can't pick the presidents. And they was daydreaming of up north life, sweating in them cotton fields the size of the turnpike. The slaves were tortured, and millions didn't make it. And this went on for hundreds of years before they were emancipated. Smash them out their homes and force them into a new country. Slaves had a life making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do a die and killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. Smash them out their homes and force them into a new country. Slaves had a life making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do a die and killed them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true,
yo,
and I'm a star really happy.
To put us in chains across the Middle Passage. Separated our fam, had us calling them masses. Raped our women, treat our grown men like little kids. Why you say your man is your boy and you in a crib? Made it illegal to read and hear plain truth. Had us hanging from trees like we were strange fruit. Sent the mob out whenever we show progress. Burned down the Black Wall Street and murdered our kids. 3/5 man is how they would describe us. Slaves made no wages, how they deprived us, robbed us, confining us to ghettos and the projects. Put us in the back, but now gotta acknowledge us. We coming up like weeds on an urban lawn. Hip hop is mainstream, so you know it's on. The first, the last shall be relevant. And what's realer than the first Black president?
They snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country. Slaves had a life making their millions while the Africans hungry. Slaves do a die and kill them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. Snatched them out their homes and forced them into a new country.
Slaves
had a life making their millions while the Africans hungry.
Slaves
do a die and kill them with no compassion. Roots is definitely true, and I'm a star really happy. This is slavery.
Yeah, so that was Slavery by Smart Music Entertainment. Shout outs to Locke again for taking the time to come on. Awesome individual, educated. I'm really feeling the whole journey, and I'm grateful to be a part of it. Until next time, guys, which would be tomorrow night with Green Studio New York. Log in, call in 818-495-6975. 6 p.m. sharp with interview with my boys, Lyrics and Jeff. Talk to you soon. Have a good night, all.